Three Moroccans were arrested in Italy over the weekend for allegedly operating a terrorism school. The news sent shockwaves across the country. Those detained were said to be part of a terrorist cell that trained militants at a mosque in a central Italian city. Italy has so far been spared terrorist attacks. We go now to NPR's Sylvia Pagioli in Rome. Hello.
Hello there.
So where did these arrests take place?
At a mosque in the town of Pontefercino near Perugia. This is the bucolic Umbria region, not far from Assisi, the town of St. Francis. Police say they uncovered a cell that held courses in hand-to-hand combat and used propaganda films and documents downloaded from the internet to teach students how to prepare poisons and explosives, pilot a Boeing 747, and how to send encrypted messages. Police say it was a virtual academy of terrorist training. Both in the mosque and in the imam's home, they seized barrels of chemical substances that the Italian media identified as acids, nitrates, and cyanide. The imam, 41-year-old Corci El Mostafa, was arrested along with two aides, while a fourth man is being sought and 20 other people are under investigation.
And what do authorities there think, that this was in preparation for a terrorist attack in Italy?
Well, it's not clear. Police tried to play down fears that the suspects were planning an attack here, but they found maps of Milan and Bologna and the Rome airport. And terrorism experts say the arrests show a shift in strategy on Italian soil. Starting in the 1990s, Italy was a transit area for Mujahideen going to fight in Bosnia. Then it became a logistics base for forged identity documents, fundraising, and safe houses for jihadis going to fight in Afghanistan and Iraq. So the arrests have raised fears that Italy itself may have become a target, just like Spain and Britain.
And have police discovered at this early date any links between this Italian cell and Al-Qaeda itself?
Well, police say the cell had contacts with two members of the Moroccan Islamic Combat Group arrested 2 years ago in Belgium. That group was implicated in the 2004 Madrid and Casablanca attacks and the attacks this year in Algiers. And along with the Algerian Salafist Group for Preaching and Combat, it has allied itself with Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb, that is North Africa. In May, I spoke to the leading Spanish anti-terrorism magistrate, Baltasar Garzon, who said Al-Qaeda's presence in the Maghreb is a reality and that North Africa has become an ideal base from which to engage in attacks against Europe.
Tell us how this terrorist training school operated. A few more details on that, Sylvia.
Well, police closely monitored the imam's computer traffic. El Mostafa spent hours searching the web. They say he downloaded as many as 20,000 documents in just 1 week. There were manuals from jihadi sites with instructions on bomb making and videos of attacks on U.S. soldiers in Iraq. The materials were discussed and they were shown to students, which included children. Now, from all this traffic, police paint a picture of a very diffuse, horizontal terrorist network without any hierarchy, where instructions are encrypted in pictures on websites. Police say that with the increasing sophistication of jihadi videos, computers can replace training camps in Afghanistan and the Middle East. So any mosque or Islamic cultural center can become a terrorist academy. The European Union is aware of this. Justice Commissioner Franco Frattini announced his office is drafting what he calls a detailed map of all European mosques with the names of all the imams and sources of their financing.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Sylvia Pagioli speaking from Rome. Over the weekend, three Moroccans were arrested and accused of running a terrorism school in Italy.